Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Tackling the issues that shape our state. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, welcome back, everyone. George Blackard filling in for Aaron Flint. We've had a couple good calls already this morning, and we'd like you to join the show. You can give us a call at 406-294-0970, 294-0970. Let us know what's on your mind today. So I was mentioning this AOC and Real Clear Politics, and so she says in there, speaking of President Trump, he also said some things. You know, he says he doesn't think I'm too much of a smart person. And she says, I'll tell you one thing, it doesn't take a smart person to know if you're being lied to. All right, President Trump, you're either being lied to or you are lying to the American people, because this bill represents in the text of this bill, the largest and greatest loss of healthcare in American history. So it's interesting that she's angry that there is that there's no tips or no tax on tips up to $25,000. She thinks apparently it should be unlimited, and maybe it should be. But, you know, to hear her talk about it, she's just angry that it's not unlimited. And so, in much like the Democrats' style, they'd rather nothing happen than something that wasn't everything that they wanted. So I don't know. It's kind of crazy. But she goes on in that article. It just quotes her from the floor. And maybe if you read that, you would think she wasn't all that smart either, because it's kind of word salad-y, if you get my drift. The big, beautiful bill, that's a big topic today, and there's a lot to that, and there's a lot to digest and a lot to look up, but that's one of them, the $25,000 cap on tips, also the $12,500 cap on overtime pay. So, they're going to tell you that it's a bad thing, but I don't know, something's better than nothing, I guess. But anyway, so there is a question about that, too. It says, when will the no tax on tips or overtime start? And one of the things that they've said is that's going to be good for the 2025 tax year. So that would go into effect really quick. It says the language in the bill has an effective date of taxable years beginning after December 31st, 2024. So in a sense, that's going to happen right away, right now, all the way back to January 1st. So that's good news and good to know. We've got open phone lines for you. We've got our Montana Talks app. You can message us there. Let us know what you're thinking about. We've got another message from Cameron in Billings. We'll get to that when we get back from this commercial break. George Blackard filling in for Aaron Flint. We'll be right back.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. For today, becoming mostly sunny, we'll have high temperatures reaching up into the middle 80s. Then for tonight, mostly clear skies, lows dipping into the mid-50s for Bozeman, but sticking closer to the lower 60s for Billings. And for Tuesday, trending warmer with ample sunshine, upper 90s for Billings with lower 90s for Bozeman. And that's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caro.
This is House Call for Health. July is UV Awareness Month, an annual skin cancer awareness campaign to talk about skin cancer protection and prevention. The American Academy of Dermatology says UV is the root cause of most skin cancers, and there are some steps you can take to protect yourself. They want you to practice safe sun, not just in the summer, but year-round. First, hit the shade when you can. Also, wear sun-protective clothing. and always apply a broad-spectrum water-resistant sunscreen with an SPF of 30 or higher. Dermatologists also highlight some common sunscreen mistakes, like ignoring the label, using too little, using an old bottle, or relying solely on sunscreen, also applying it only in sunny weather. They say only about 20% of Americans use sunscreen on cloudy days, when up to 80% of UV rays can still penetrate your skin. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck. Listen and subscribe.
This
talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, summer is here, and with warmer weather comes a chance for some new beginnings. There is no better time to focus on your health with Billings Last Diet. Over 7 years ago, I lost 30-plus pounds thanks to their program, and I've kept it off ever since. Some of our listeners have climbed even higher, losing over 100 pounds. Think about all your favorite summer activities, hiking the trails, biking with friends, or playing with your kids. Now you take all that weight off your back. You take all that weight off your knees. And imagine that same hike with 30, 40, 50, 60, 100 plus pounds no longer on your back. Billings Last Diet is the program that works. This can be your last diet. Check out BillingsLastDiet.com, BillingsLastDiet.com, or give them a call right now, 294-6751. They even have a remote option if you don't live in Billings, so check them out. It's a program that works.
All right, welcome back. So Cameron in Billings sent me a message. Says, George, I'd love to hear your thoughts on the medical assistance piece of our country. Do you believe it's a right to have government assistance for health care? And under what stipulations should it not be? That's a great question, Cameron. I don't know if I think, well, I don't know if it's a right for that, but I do know this. If we pay into something, then we should get what we're paying for. And I think that makes sense. So if we're paying into it, then I think it's a right, because they set that up that way, and we're paying into it, and we should get something. So whether it's Medicaid or whatever it is, if we pay into it, yes, we should get that back. Just like Social Security, been paying into that since I was like 14 years old. And hopefully when I retire, there will be something there. You just don't know the way Washington takes care of things. I do know this. I don't want the government running health care. I've seen the VA, and I see how great that works. So I don't want government-run health care for sure. But, that's a good question. I think as far as benefits go, whether it's Medicaid or what it is, I think you should be a citizen to take advantage of that stuff. I think, if you're not a citizen, you're an illegal alien, then I don't think you should get benefits at all. So, if you're here illegally, I just don't think that you should benefit from all the great things this country has to offer if you're not a citizen and you didn't come here the right way. So that's kind of my best answer I can give you on that one. It's not a constitutional right for sure, Medicaid, but it's a federal and state program, and It's designed to, you know, help low-income people, children, seniors, people with disabilities, that sort of thing. So I think it's a good program. I don't think it's a right, though, necessarily. So anyway, thanks for that message, Cameron. I appreciate that. I appreciate the question. As always, our callers, they, you know, pose questions and definitely make me think, because I'm not an expert on everything, and that's for sure. But that's why we have shows like this, talk about things, put ideas out there, make people think. So you can join us now. We've got open lines at 406-294-0970, 406-294-0970. And you can tell us what you think live and on air. You know, we often talk on the show, Aaron and I, on Freedom Fridays about the military and our servicemen and women and the things that they go through. And we always talk about how training is often as dangerous as being at war, because you're doing dangerous things. It's a dangerous job. And you train to do these things so that when the day comes, you're able to do it and do it well. Well, we had another training accident recently. We had a sailor, special warfare sailor, who died Tuesday in training in California. This would have been last week. Special warfare boat operator, second class Noah Tobin, a sailor assigned to Special Boat Team 20, died while participating in a parachute training event in Porterville, California. So our thoughts go out to Noah Tobin's family, and, you know, it's a horrible thing that these things happen, but they happen now and again, because training for war is dangerous. So keep our military service members in your thoughts and prayers, and they're out there every day all over the globe doing things that we'll never hear about. And sometimes it's a pretty thankless job, but keep them in your thoughts and your prayers. So we had a, let's see, what was that other one that I wanted to talk about? We talked about the Coast Guardsman who saved 165 people down in Texas, helping out with the flooding. Again, people that are doing things that a lot of times you never hear about. But this time, rightfully, we heard about this one. So our hats off to the Coast Guard and everybody else that's helping out with that devastating flooding down in Texas. George Blackard in for Aaron Flint. We'll be right back.
Fox Sports Update.
Changes in Washington, D.C. Good morning, I'm Jared Max. 6 years since the Washington Nationals won the World Series, the team parted ways Sunday with the manager and general manager who oversaw their title. Dave Martinez fired as manager. Mike Rizzo fired as president of baseball operations. The Nationals have a record of 37-53. Last place in the NL East, swept Sunday at home by the Red Sox. Today, the Nationals will announce who will be their interim manager. The team named Mike DiBartolo as interim GM. The Nats are off today. They visit the Cardinals tomorrow. Sunday Night Baseball, Willie Adames and Tyler Fitzgerald hit home runs for the Giants, who beat the Athletics 6-2. Tennis, for the third time in 4 years, American Taylor Fritz will play in the quarterfinals at Wimbledon. Fritz advanced Sunday past Jordan Thompson, who retired in the second set. This marks five consecutive Grand Slam tournaments. At least one American man is in the quarterfinals, longest such streak since a run from 2002 to 2004, when American men competed in the quarterfinals of six straight major tournaments. American Amanda Anisimova, ranked 12th in the world, advanced to the quarterfinals Sunday. She came back in 3-1 down to the deciding third set to beat Linda Noskova and reach her second Wimbledon quarterfinal. Anisimova, the first American who's made it this far in this tournament. Emma Navarro will try to join Anisimova in the quarters today. Navarro plays Mira Andreeva in the fourth round. American Ben Shelton also in the fourth rounder today against Lorenzo Sonego. Seven-time Wimbledon champion Novak Djokovic takes on Alex de Minaur. Golf. For the second time this year, Brian Campbell won a tournament in a playoff. Campbell won the John Deere Classic on the first playoff hole over Emiliano Grillo. Campbell earned $1.5 million. Soccer, for the second year in a row, Mexico won the CONCACAF Gold Cup. Mexico beat the United States men's national team 2-1 last night. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Hey, I know how it goes, man. You're driving around Montana. Maybe you're pulling the camper or something like that. You're going on a trip, but you still want to listen to your Montana news and commentary. Well, you can get all 4 hours of Montana Talks on the Montana Talks app. So whether you're in cell range or out of cell range, you just want something to listen to, all 4 hours of Montana Talks right there at your fingertips. Put it on your smartphone. It'll even show up on your dashboard. Get the Montana Talks app on your phone.
Put your phone on D&D. That means that you're not disturbed when you're driving. And when you're going from point A to B, I need you to stay safe, please, so always sing with me. So put your phone on D&D. That means that you're not disturbed when you're driving. And when you're going from point A to B, I need you to stay safe, please, so always remember this beat.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana Talks at with Lane Nordlund.
The University of Illinois surveyed Americans to see how they view the Trump administration's Make America Healthy Again, or MAHA, initiative. One of the interesting results from the University of Illinois survey shows support among both conservatives and liberals, says Maria Kalazadanokis.
We also found sort of some interesting perspectives that very conservative and conservatives were more likely to support MAHA, but also people who were very liberal had higher rates of supporting MAHA. I was expecting to see what I've heard echoed in news stories lately, which is that MAHA supporters broadly think of the food system as being unsafe or broadly untrusting of food system players. Basically, what we found is that while they broadly are not concerned about safety of the food system, or while they're broadly not untrusting of all food system players, they have specific concerns.
These results appear to be in line with the central messaging from the MAHA Commission. Those criticisms focused on ultra-processed foods, food additives, pesticides, and the size and influence of some food firms. If you're interested in reading more of these findings, well, they're posted on the University of Illinois FarmDoc Daily website. You can read all about it and how both conservatives and liberals are showing support for the MAHA initiative. Thanks for joining us here today. I'm Lane Nordlund. Have a great day, everyone.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, welcome back. George Blackard in for Aaron Flint. It's Montana Talks, and it's a show for you. So give us a call, 406-294-0970. Let us know what's on your mind. I saw a story about there's a ship on fire off the coast of Yemen. It was attacked with unknown projectiles in the Red Sea. So the it says that there was a ship traveling through the Red Sea. It was attacked Sunday by armed men firing guns and launching rocket-propelled grenades. So it says the unidentified vessel was later hit by what may have been bomb-carrying boats, setting it ablaze. So we know that that's one of the tactics in that region. Boats loaded with explosives, and they actually pull up alongside a ship or ram into the ship and blow them up, just like you might remember the USS Cole when that happened to that U.S. Navy ship. So it doesn't say whether this is a military vessel or a cargo vessel or what type that it is, at least not in this story at military.com. So a lot of stuff going on over there. There was another story. So when we had Trump deporting those people from our country that were illegals, criminal illegal aliens, people got pretty bent out of shape about that. But there is another deportation of 8 people, and I thought this was interesting, to South Sudan. So they deported these 8 people to South Sudan, and I think only maybe one of them was actually from that country. The rest are from somewhere else. So they sent them there, and obviously we're giving Sudan something to take these people off of our hands. That's kind of the way it works. But the deportations kind of continue. And, you know, there's a lot of people that are for that. And I think it's interesting. This is another one of those examples of Democrats trying to pull the wool over people's eyes, I guess. You know, they had the Maryland man who really wasn't a Maryland man. He was an illegal alien that was a criminal. And they deported him. And you had all of these Democrat politicians that were going down there trying to meet with him, demanding his return to the United States, talking about you can't deport Americans. And he wasn't an American. And but they, you know, they overlook that stuff when it's convenient for them. So, again, you got to do your research and you got to look at this stuff yourself, because they're not going to tell you the truth. You know, the Democrats under Joe Biden, we had millions of people coming into this country illegally, and the Democrats, you didn't hear boo from them, really. But now top Democrats admit failure and fecklessness on border in scathing New York Times report. So they confess their party was not listening to voters, and they are coming up with a plan. They better come up with a plan if they're ever going to get back in power again. But they are now admitting that, hey, we were wrong about that. We failed on border security, our messaging about it. And, you know, that's interesting. They talk about messaging. Well, messaging is just the rhetoric that they talk about. It doesn't mean that they're doing anything. But they have a lot of second thoughts now on that. But, you know, they're struggling because they just don't have a face of the party that people can get behind. Right now, as Aaron says, Tampon Tim, he's the guy that they said can relate to your average Joe blue-collar worker, and he really can't. But he thinks he can, and they thought he could, but that didn't work out. And so they're really desperately looking for somebody that can connect with the average Joe, middle America, blue collar worker. So I think they've got their work cut out for them. But it says, in fact, Ruben, let's see, Senator Ruben Gallego from Arizona, he says, got led astray by the 2016 and 2020 elections, and we just never moved back. We looked feckless. We weren't decisive. We weren't listening to voters, and the voters decided that we weren't in the right when it comes to what was happening with the border. I think a lot of people agree with that. No doubt about it. Give us a call. Let us know what you think about it. 294-0970, 406-294-0970. All right, so we've got, there is an update to that story about the ship that was attacked off the coast of Yemen. It seems that Israel has exchanged missile fire with the Iran-backed Houthi rebels on Monday, targeting their ports and other facilities. Those strikes are a reaction to the suspected Houthi attack on a Liberian-flagged ship in the Red Sea. Says the vessel was targeted with explosives and small arms fire, causing it to take on water, forcing the crew to abandon ship. So there's a little more information about that coming out. The Israeli military says these ports are used by the Houthi terrorist regime to transfer weapons from the Iranian regime, which are employed to carry out terrorist operations against the state of Israel and its allies. So there you have it. A little more information on that. I mentioned earlier John Ostlund's funeral service. So I think everyone knows by now that County Commissioner John Oslin passed away in a airplane crash recently. His funeral service is set for July 12th at Metra Park. So July 12th at 10 a.m. at Metra Park, First Interstate Arena. That will be where they will hold the service for John Oslin. John is he was a county employee for a long time, 30 years, I believe it was, with the County Road and Bridge Department before he retired and then became a county commissioner. So he had a lot of time in serving our county and our area. And, you know, I used to see him at veterans events all the time. And, in fact, his wife, I would ask her, and she would often agree to sing the national anthem for us, and she always did a great job. And so I had the pleasure of getting to work with her at these events and have her sing for us, and John was always there. So I saw them a lot back when we were doing that type of thing. So, oh, and speaking of things like that, I saw a story that's a local story about an Eagle Scout, and he put up a flagpole. So for his Eagle Scout project, Wyatt Joliffe of Troop 77, he dedicated a 25-foot flagpole to the Valley Baptist Church at their Sunday morning service. So he said that was a way to honor the members of his family that served in the military and all veterans who served. So way to go, Wyatt. Congratulations on getting your Eagle Scout and putting up that flagpole. I appreciate that as a veteran myself. Well done. Well done, young man.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right, we got a message from Evan in Belt. He says, I've got a question for AOC. Which is a bigger scam, a cap on no tax on tips, or going from being a bartender to being a multimillionaire in just a few short years? Maybe there should be a cap on lobbyist money to lawmakers. If there is a scam here, it is AOC herself. You know, that's funny. I do agree with that. I think her wealth is exaggerated a little bit. But even if it is, because people love to do that, even if it is exaggerated, it's still a good point, Evan, because all of these politicians in Washington come out of there richer than they were when they went in, and they don't make that much money. So I think that's a great point. We got a call from William in Billings about Social Security. William, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm just wondering, when Social Security first started, organizations, jurisdictions could opt out of that. Well, the town of Galveston, Texas, opted out of Social Security when it first started. And now, when their employees retire, they get a rate of income when they retire at four times higher than Social Security.
Wow, I've never heard that.
Check it out, Galveston, Texas.
I will do that. Yeah, that's very interesting. And so is it still that way today? Is that how it still works?
It is. It is.
Wow, look at that. You learn something every day. Well, you know, what do you think about Social Security, William? I mean, I'm not that far away from collecting it. It sounds like you're probably my age at least. So, I mean, what are your fears about that?
I'm 70 years old, so I'm drawing Social Security. You know, but if I was king for a day, I would have a cutoff where if you paid into Social Security, you know, even if you're 18 years old, you can continue to have that when you retire. But I give people, you know, below the age of 18 the option to do what Galveston, Texas did. They could do their own retirement account or whatever, or set it up. And I would just phase Social Security out.
Yeah, well, that's...
That's a big income. That's a big expense for our government, is Social Security payments. And I just opted out over a period of time.
Sure, sure, absolutely. Well, thank you for the call, William. Appreciate it. You know, I think the thing that really irritates me about Social Security is I believe that if our government handled that in the right way, that we wouldn't be worried about Social Security running out of money. I just think there's so much baloney that goes on there that, you know, we're in that position because of those people that represent us in Washington, D.C., and that's what they are. They're representatives. They're not leaders. And it just irritates me when I hear people refer to them as leaders, because that's not what they are. They're representatives. So it just, it kind of gets my goat a little bit. So somebody had mentioned earlier their concern about our military spending and our defense budget and that sort of thing. So the big, beautiful bill is giving $157 billion boost in funding to our military. And I think, I don't think that's a bad thing. But I also agree with our caller earlier. He says, you know, we need to keep an eye on that stuff and be concerned if they start to act as police and that sort of thing. And I don't think that's what this spending is going to do, even though we've seen them be called upon in L.A. to answer the riots and the things that were going on out there, that the governor and the mayor of L.A. Were doing nothing about. And in fact, you know, it was funny that, well, it's not funny, but it was interesting that the governor and the mayor of L.A. just blew such a big gasket about the federal government helping them out with these riots that they weren't doing anything about. And the interesting thing is Democrats can have a fire right there, a building burning down, people throwing rocks, breaking windows, and a riot, in other words. And they'll stand there and tell you, that's not a riot. That's not even happening. That's, you know, it reminds me of the mostly peaceful protests with the reporters standing in front of a burning car. You just can't make that sort of stuff up. But it's interesting that they would gaslight us in that way. And that's exactly what it is. It's gaslighting. So that's the perfect definition. That's what it is. You might have noticed an uptick in emails and things like that, phishing emails. Well, recently someone I know was the target of a phishing scam, and they ended up losing quite a bit of money over it. And this was a smart individual. So these fraudsters and criminals are getting increasingly tricky in the way they do things. And I just wanted to bring to your attention that there's an email going around. It's called phishing, because what they do is they send out these emails and they hope that somebody's going to click on it, open it, and then react to it. So it's like phishing. They cast them out there and they see if somebody takes the bait. But this one is about Social Security numbers linked to drug trafficking. So keep an eye out for this sort of thing. Don't fall for these scams from these people, and keep alert, because smart people get scammed all the time. So just wanted to throw that out there and bring that to your attention. AI is something that we talked about earlier in the show, that in the big, beautiful bill, there was a provision in there, and it was about, well, basically deregulation or no regulation on AI, artificial intelligence. And, you know, that's something that very, very smart people have been warning us about, is AI and what it can do. And we've seen a lot of that. In fact, if you've been on social media lately, you'll see a lot of videos with some pretty amazing looking things that happen there. And it's fake. A lot of these videos, you cannot tell from the real thing. If you look hard enough, a lot of times you can start to pick out things and probably come to the conclusion that it's not real. But I've seen videos from people in accidents getting hurt, to rocks cascading off the side of a mountain, to just you name it. And they have those videos out there. And it's all fake. It's just, it's something else. But I think that was a good thing that they took that they were trying to make it so it was unregulated, and I think it's a good thing that they took care of that, because we don't need people getting away with whatever they want to do with AI, because it's a tricky thing. In fact, you can see instances also on social media of famous people, it appears to be actors, singers, just any famous person, and it's a video, it looks like them, it sounds like them, you think it is them, but it's not. And this has a lot of people in the entertainment industry very concerned, because with almost no tools at all, anybody can create a video that appears to be someone famous singing or doing any number of things, and put it out there. And it's very, well, it's tricky, but it affects them very negatively. And in fact, you know, there are actors that are concerned that they could create movies completely with AI, not have to pay any actors at all. And so they're worried about their jobs and that sort of thing. So it's very interesting, very tricky, and even scary stuff, this AI, artificial intelligence. Well, give us a call. We're going to take a short break, but call us at 406-294-0970.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 months, plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Fox News commentary.
The one big beautiful bill has cleared both chambers of Congress. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
No one can whip a vote like President Trump. In a matter of months, he managed to get both the House and Senate to agree on a version of the one big, beautiful bill, and before his July 4th deadline to boot. The OBBB passed the House after a record-breaking yet totally meaningless grandstand by House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. The bill includes almost all of candidate Trump's promises, such as no tax on tips, Social Security, or overtime, as well as significant funding for Border Patrol, ICE, and other immigration-related items. It also slows the growth of Medicaid, cuts down on waste, fraud, and abuse, and extends the those Trump tax cuts. Democrats hate it, but they hate everything, so what else is new? The OBBB is not just a victory for President Trump, but also for the 80 million plus Americans who voted for him specifically for the reasons outlined in this bill. We are less than 6 months into Trump 2.0, and the winds keep stacking up. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
It's Fox Wheels.
Ford Motor Company is expanding its Tremor Off-Road series to its top-selling crossover. The 2026 Ford Explorer Tremor arrives with a lift package, all-terrain 18-inch wheels, and a limited slip rear diff with either a 300-horsepower Turbo 4 or a 400-horsepower twin-turbo V6. Audi is the latest automaker looking to invest in America to avoid auto tariffs. The company reportedly discussing building a manufacturing plant in the southern U.S. at a cost of $4.6 billion. Hertz has announced a partnership with an AI company on an automated vehicle inspection system to check its rental cars for damages. The system uses a brightly illuminated drive-through camera, compares images of the car before pickup and after return, then assesses repair fees as appropriate to the customer. That's Fox Wheels. I'm
Batteries Plus, our go-tos are here to make sure you're good to go. Batteries Plus, the experts in charge.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand?
You hold my hand!
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey guys, this has just been a ton of fun for several weeks now, and for the next 2 weeks, we're going to be sharing trivia about each of Montana's seven tourism regions. And then at the end of the week, one lucky listener has the chance to win a really cool tourism package. So you get to explore more of your own backyard right here in Montana. This week, we are highlighting Yellowstone Country and your chance to win a getaway at the Rock Creek Resort in Red Lodge or a winter stay at the B-Bar Ranch in the Paradise Valley. In 1897, let's do some trivia. Guests of the Pollard Hotel witnessed the Sundance Kid rob the Red Lodge Bank across the street. Buffalo Bill Cody, William Jennings Bryan, Calamity Jane, and Frederick Remington are among the hotel's long and colorful guest registry. So you've got a chance to win a really cool tourism package here. Here's what you do. Go to visitmt.com/giveaway. Visitmt.com/giveaway.
All right. George Blackard in for Aaron Flint. This big, beautiful bill, which is kind of dominating the news this week. It was signed into law, this weekend, Saturday, I think it was. And, you know, we had a caller earlier that said, I wish they hadn't just rammed it through like that and done it the way they did. And I agree with that. I think sometimes it makes me nervous when they try and pass legislation very quickly. Because it makes me wonder why they're doing it so fast. What's the urgency and that? But there's plenty of information out there that you can find by doing a simple web search, and you can go out there and find out the truth about it. I mean, you can go read the actual bill if you want to. It just depends on how much research and reading you want to do. But there's information out there, and find yourself a trusted source that you can go to that has already broken it down to bullet points for you, and you'll see what it's all about. It's not unlike any other legislation that they come up with. And one of the main parts is tax cuts, the 2017 tax cuts. They were set to expire at the end of this year, and it keeps those going. I think it makes those permanent. And so that's a big thing. And you'll hear the Democrats screaming that it's just helping wealthy people. But, you know, I don't know. There's a reason they do those tax cuts. And you just got to decide for yourself if you believe that it's a good thing or not. But That's a lot of what it is. And you're going to hear the Democrats screaming about people losing health care and taking food off their table and that sort of thing. You know, they don't care if there's fraud, waste, and abuse in a program. If the Republicans do something, anything, to change a program, to make it better, to streamline it, to make it more efficient, then they're going to scream and say that they're doing something nefarious. So they're always going to say the Republicans are doing something wrong, even if they're really not. But some of you may have read about or seen this guy running for mayor in New York City, Zohran Mamdani, and he's a socialist, admitted socialist. And even here on this very show, Aaron had callers call in that said, I used to live in a socialist country, and now I'm here, and you don't want that. And if somebody that lived that life in a socialist country, and they tell you, you don't want that, you need to listen to them. They know what they're talking about. So I think it's interesting to see this guy and the things that he's saying out loud and openly that just seem incredible. Like, there's no way that could happen. But you never know. He might get elected. You got to pay attention, folks.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. For today, becoming mostly sunny, we'll have high temperatures reaching up into the middle 80s. Then for tonight, mostly clear skies, lows dipping into the mid-50s for Bozeman, but sticking closer to the lower 60s for Billings. And for Tuesday, trending warmer with ample sunshine, upper 90s for Billings, with lower 90s for Bozeman. And that's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caro.
All the latest Montana news and commentary. You know, Facebook and big tech don't want you to see it. So get it straight from the Montana Talks app. Get the Montana Talks app on your phone.
Your News Talk 970 and 103.3 FM KBUL. Your home for Fox News, Hannity, and Mike.